Brad, good morning. How about those Opals?
Go those Opals. How good was it?
They were outstanding. Particularly, well, Beck Allen didn't play what she played. What, 2.5 minutes, Brad? And then Lauren Jackson came on and really made an impact, didn't she, last night? The most minutes she's played in this World Cup so far.
Yeah, that just goes to show what quality she is. And what I mean by that is she was only playing probably 8 to 10 minutes a game, hit a couple of threes. And I think before last night, she hadn't scored a two-point basket. It was only threes. But last night, when it was, you know, do or die, it's now you lose, you go home. LJ showed what LJ can do, played 14 minutes with 12 points. Outstanding game from her at 41. Just reminding everyone, 41.
Unbelievable. Buddy, how are we going to line up against China? They beat us, didn't they?
Yeah, they've beaten us, yes, but not in this tournament.
Not in this tournament.
They were in the other pool. Yep. So, look, it's going to be so tough with them. China are real good. They've got their centre's like 6'9". Yeah. Their guards are really good. They shoot the ball well. There's no doubt that the US is you know, miles ahead of everyone. In theory, China next, and then, you know, everyone flying for that third spot. So for now, Australia's just got to go throw everything at that tonight. It's a, you know, there's no loss in a sense, because if they lose, they then get the bronze. So we spoke last week and said, you know, what does the Opals need to do? And we said it was a medal, like a podium finish in a medal round. Well, they're getting there. And that's the good thing. No matter what happens, they play for a medal. But today, they've got to throw everything at it. Beck Allen's a huge loss. She only played 2 minutes last night after missing two games with really sore ribs and ankles. So if she can be healthier, we're a show.
Also, it'll come down to Lauren and seeing how she pulls up, wouldn't it, Brad? I mean, if she's played longer minutes, you'd want to make sure that her body is pulled up well, and because she looks as though she's a crucial figure for us.
100%. Yeah, look, with LJ, she's one of those things. Can they win without her? Yeah, they can. You know, they can get it done, and they've proven they can do that. Can they lose when she's playing really good minutes? No. And that's the thing. She's just that good of a player that when she plays great, everyone around her just picks up. But, you know, Kayla George was outstanding last night. Miran Tarlo played well. Ezzie Magbador stepping up. Tess Madgen, the captain, has been playing really well. So it's just like last night, literally from the tip-off, they just played amazing basketball. That's what it's going to take. And really, so it should. We're in a semi-final of the World Cup. You bring your best, you win. And that's what it should be.
And they just play United States in the final?
Oh, look, yeah, they'll walk that in against Canada, which ironically means that if we lose that, we've got to play Canada again for bronze, who's the team we just beat the other day. So I'm really hoping that's not the case. We want to play America. But I'll tell you, if anyone's listening, get on down to Superdome tonight, because there is that many Chinese team supporters. We're worried that they're going to have more of a home court advantage than we are. They are so loud, so good. It's fantastic. It'll be a ripper atmosphere tonight.
No, we can't have that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we can't have that at all. Let's get there and support the Opals. Outsiders, when I last looked, $2.70 and China $1.45 with Tab for that game tonight. Just before we get your NBL predictions for the season, Brad, what do you make of Melbourne United centre Isaac Humphries describing the referees as, quote, not great, and he's copped a bit of a fine for it as well?
Look, he's a Sydney boy, and probably not one of the smartest interviews he's I'm really looking forward to him getting that first game when he's down in the block and he gets whacked by another centre and the referee just says, yeah, well, we're not that good anyway, so what does it matter?
So probably an interview best kept for when you retire.
No, I love it.
you know, one of those things where you say it and then you say to yourself, did I actually say that out loud?
Yeah.
I just thought that was the one. But look, I love the passion. I love the enthusiasm and the fact that he speaks out. But yeah, probably pick my words a little bit different before the start of the season. Maybe at the end, no problem.
Who wins the NBL this season? I know it's a tough prediction at this stage, especially looking at the market. Mm. You got the Bullets and the Kings at $5. The 36ers and the Wildcats at $6. Southeast Melbourne $7.50. Melbourne United $8. Illawarra $9.13 and longer. The other three teams. So it is a congested market, to say the least. Come on, stick your neck out, Brad. Who wins the NBL this season?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I've been doing a lot of stuff over the last week because the NBL does start tomorrow. Look, for me, I can't go away from Perth at the moment. I love what they've done for people in Sydney. They know a person called John Riley back in the day. John Riley's now the coach of them, and he is a basketball junkie. I'm calling him the Anthony Albanese because, for those that are not sure, the old coach of Perth was called Scott Morrison. So, yes, there was another Scott Morrison. So now John Riley is now the Anthony Albo of the Perth Wildcats. He's got a fantastic team, and I love Brady Manick, who they've picked up as well. But they've got the MVP from last year. The MVP from many years, Bryce Cotton. I think he's going to have another year like an MVP performance. He's one of those guys, and we've all seen it in sport. You know, when things don't go well, and that's what happened to Perth last year, he's down and ready this year. So Perth, for me, the Sydney Kings, they're looking good. They've got some, you know, players. I know Justin Simon's going to be on the show soon. Great player coming from Illawarra. There's a few question marks for them, but right now Perth are the ones to beat.
What did you make of Chase Buford's comments yesterday? I liked it. He said, yeah, we were arrogant last year.
Yeah, I love it. And that's like, I don't want to say that's like a bit of an American thing, but it is an NBA thing in a sense. Yeah. It's like, well, come and get us. Yeah. You know, yeah, we're arrogant. And they could be because they knew. And I remember, you know, you speak to like a Luke Longley and stuff. That's what the Chicago Bulls were in 98. You can't beat us. So come and get us. And I love the fact that the Kings, I don't know if they can do it this year, though. If they can't be as arrogant this year.
Okay, your predictions for opening day. And with Tab, Southeast Melbourne up against Tabby and Tassie, sorry. And Tab has the Phoenix $1.80, Tasmania $2. Very tight market there. And the Hawks, $2.40, slight outsiders against the Kings, $1.55.
Yeah, look, I think Southeast Melbourne, they were poor last season. And I think they'll get that win against Tasmania, even though Tasmania, you know, coming off a fantastic season, I think that second year doldrums might be hard. So Southeast Melbourne to win that, Sydney Kings, I think, to beat Illawarra. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be quite comfortable.
Okay, so take the Kings, $1.55 there. And I guess Perth-Brisbane's the other game to really watch, considering Brisbane's joint favourites to win the competition. They're $2.20 outsiders travelling to the West. The Wildcats $1.67, and you've just tipped Perth to win it all. So I'm guessing you're with the Wildcats here.
Yeah, I am. And Brisbane are going to be great with what they've picked up in Aaron Bain. Tyler Johnson, their new import, is going to be outstanding. I think it's going to take a bit of time for them. They're a brand new franchise in a sense. So Perth to win at home, remembering after the 34 years they didn't make the playoffs, and now they're ready to hum and rock.
Let's have an Opals Kings multi just to start it all off, Brad.
Go those Opals, go those Kings.